HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Brave Like That by Lindsay Stoddard, performed by Andrew Iden. Chapter 1. Doorstep. Parker comes to us on my birthday, the end of summer, the night before football tryouts. When we hear him whimper and whine at the firehouse front door, all the guys stop what they're doing. Roger puts down the kitchen knife. Leo drops a last potato in the big pot. Mike quits his story mid-sentence. Dad sits up straight. And I know what they're all thinking, because I know the guys. They're thinking about August 27th, 11 years ago, when I showed up at the firehouse doorstep as a screaming, crying baby. It might not have been my actual birthday, but when the guys from the firehouse found me outside their door and rushed me to the hospital 11 years ago with sirens blaring, the doctor said it was as good a guess as any. That's how I got August 27th. When we let Parker inside, he's skittish around all the guys, with their big boots and heavy fireman's pants. He tucks his tail between his legs, and his bones shake like it's the 27th of January. His wiry coat is brown except for two white patches, one over his left eye, and one covering the tip of his tail as if he dipped it in paint. And his paws look too big for his body, like he might have more growing to do, too. Each guy takes a turn saying, "It's okay, here boy." But the dog cowers and backs farther away from them the closer they get. Not me, though. I get low and put my hand out slowly so he can smell. I look down his spine and count his ribs and watch him pull his ears back. His eyes are dark and scared. I rub my fingers together and just stay quiet like that until he moves one paw and another. And then he walks up to me, parks his head on my left shoulder, and whimpers. That's how I gave him his name, Parker. I was the same way, the guys tell me. When they heard my cries outside the firehouse door, they picked me up and brought me inside. I was skittish and scared and wouldn't stay parked on anyone's shoulder either. I wailed, red-faced, my little hands in tight fists. They say my cries were louder than the sirens of a 5-alarm fire. That's how they gave me my name, Cyrus. Brooks, who likes to tell the others that he's been at that firehouse longer than they've been alive, said he wasn't one for holding babies and he'd pass. He held up his thick, calloused hands, shook his head, and pursed his lips to say no thanks. But they handed me to him anyway, while they hopped in the truck and started the engine. And somewhere on his navy blue firehouse t-shirt and suspender strap, I found a place to be quiet, and I slept there the whole ride as they tore through intersections all the way to the hospital. As soon as Brooks handed me to the doctor, I started up again, crying and screaming, my gummy mouth open wide and my little chest heaving. They say the doctor tried all sorts of tricks to get me to calm down. Different positions, a bottle of formula, a warm washcloth, a new diaper. But it wasn't until they handed me back to Brooks, my face on his t-shirt and suspender strap, that I stopped again and breathed. The doctor took my temperature and squeezed my belly and looked in my ears and examined my skin, all while I was safe on Brooks's left shoulder. And I didn't cry again until he laid me down on the little plastic scale and the numbers popped up. 7 pounds, 4 ounces. Through my siren cries, the doctor declared me healthy and lucky, and said that he would take it from there. The guys all sighed in relief and turned and slapped one another on the back. But when they noticed old Brooks wasn't with them, they turned around. They could barely hear him through my red-faced wailing when he reached out and said to the doctor, "Maybe I should hold him just a little bit longer." And that's how he became my dad. When Parker puts his head on my left shoulder in the firehouse, the guys do the same thing they did on August 27th, 11 years ago. They hop in the truck and start the engine, except this time they leave Leo behind to watch the potatoes boiling on the stove.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?